The case of Jose Padilla went before the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York today. Padilla was picked up in May of 2002 as a suspect in a dirty bomb plot. He's the only U.S. citizen arrested on U.S. soil to be held as an enemy combatant since the 9/11 terror attacks. He's been held incommunicado in a South Carolina military brig for 17 months. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
It was last December that U.S. District Judge Michael Mukasey ruled that President Bush had the authority to designate Padilla as an enemy combatant and that he could detain him without being charged. But Mukasey also ruled that Padilla had a right to see his lawyers, something Padilla has not been able to do since he was moved to South Carolina a year and a half ago. The government continues to say that keeping Padilla from his lawyers is necessary for purposes of interrogation. Today's spirited arguments took up all of these issues again and others besides. The courtroom was packed, including four rows of cadets from West Point studying military law. The first third of the hearing was on the government's contention that Padilla's case belongs in South Carolina, where he's been held in a naval brig. If not there, the case should be in Washington, the government argued, where key players like the Secretary of Defense reside. Padilla's attorney, Donna Newman, argued that her client was arrested at O'Hare Airport in Chicago and was transferred from civilian to military control in New York, and that is where the case should be argued. At least one of the three judges, Richard Wesley, agreed with the government and said flatly, "This case should be litigated in South Carolina." But while the court's decision could rest on jurisdiction, the heart of the arguments were over the question of how much power the executive branch holds. One of Padilla's attorneys, Jenny Martinez, argued that no one can detain an American citizen indefinitely without charges without an act of Congress. But Deputy Solicitor General Paul Clement, arguing for the government, said Congress gave the president all the authority he needed in the days after 9/11. In addition, the Kieran case of Nazi saboteurs arrested in 1942, one of whom was a U.S. citizen, gave legal precedent. Padilla's lawyers argued that unlike Padilla, the Nazi saboteurs were not civilians but members of the German army. But one question concerned the whole panel of judges. What happens when you have an organization like Al-Qaeda? Doesn't the attack on the World Trade Center make the U.S. part of the battlefield? Padilla's lawyer, Jenny Martinez, responded, if the law of war gives the commander-in-chief the authority everywhere, he could detain any American at any time. Paul Clement said the Curran case not only gave precedent for U.S. citizens to be designated enemy combatants, but theoretically citizens could be tried before military tribunals. Judge Rosemary Pooler, a President Clinton appointee, replied, if the battlefield is the U.S., then Congress has to say that, and I'm not sure they did yet. As terrible as 9/11 was, it didn't repeal the Constitution. But Judge Richard Wesley, who was appointed by President Bush, argued, if this was such a usurpation of congressional power, why have all 435 members of Congress been silent? Judge Barrington Parker, also a Bush appointee, countered, what troubles me is the transfer of principles in a military situation to a domestic one. I take the force of the point that Al-Qaeda changes the landscape, but the power you are asking us to give the executive is breathtaking in its scope. We would be effecting a sea change in the Constitution, the like of which is unprecedented in the life of this country. But the government's Paul Clement replied, it is not a sea change. It's exercising a long-time power to hold enemy combatants in a time of armed conflict. Asked how long the government planned to keep Padilla incommunicado, Clement suggested Padilla's access to a lawyer might be restored sometime soon. If past experience is any guide, it could take many months for the court to render its decision. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.